You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Now I'm joined on the line by former Sinn Féin TD, Pádraig Tobin. Deputy Tobin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for joining us. We know that you left the party in recent weeks and are now looking to set up a new one. Is that fair to say? I don't know if you have a name of it yet, so I don't know if I should be referring to you as an independent, but what's the plan?
Well, we're setting up a new party. We're going around the country at the moment and we're blown away with the level of support. There's an avalanche of people out there who are getting involved with us. And people are so frustrated. They're so angry with the establishment parties. All of the political parties have decided to occupy the same space and time politically on a large number of issues. And the result, there's about a third of the population out there who have no voice in Leinster House. And my point on this is, it is a dangerous thing when you deny a voice in Leinster House. The Dáils should roughly represent in TDs the views that exist outside of the Dáil. And opposition is not the enemy. Indeed, actually, respectful opposition is a really important part of a healthy democracy. And the meetings that we're holding, they're massive numbers. In Avondale, there's 340 people there on Monday. We're in Castlebar next week. On the Monday, we're in Mullingar, we're in Monaghan, and we're in County Derry on the Thursday as well. So we're doing our best to get us around to as many places as possible.
And is this, to sum it up, is this a pro-life party?
No, this is a party that will represent people with regards to economic justice. This will represent people with regards to small businesses. It will be an Irish unity party. And it will seek to protect life at all stages. It will seek to leave no mother or child behind. Now, some people have been trying to...
So it's not a one-issue party, basically?
No, and this is the thing, right? Every party has a policy on abortion. So will we. And ours will be pro-life. But every party has a raft of other policies also. And so will we. But for some reason, some people are seeking to pigeonhole us into a one-issue party, which is not the truth. We know...
Well, no, hang on. Is that not because of your own background in terms of what forced you to, as you see it, to leave Sinn Féin? And you talked about, even just 2 minutes ago there, how there are about a third of people who are voiceless. That's perhaps not ironic when it's about a third of people who voted to retain the Eighth Amendment in the summer.
Oh, no, for sure we will seek to represent those. But you look at Simon Harris. Simon Harris has spoken about nothing else but abortion over the last 2 years, despite the fact that there are 750,000 people on hospital trolleys, despite the fact that there are 2,500 children waiting over a year for their first psychiatric appointment, you know, despite the fact that the health service is broken, 10,000 people were on trolleys last month, yet Simon Harris speaks about nothing else but abortion.
He has spoken about other matters. He's spoken a lot about abortion, but he has spoken about those other matters. And he could also say in counter-argument that if he is speaking a lot about abortion, it is because he and his party recognised a social issue that the public felt needed changing, and in a referendum, that's what's happened.
But let me tell you, your listeners will be aware that the majority of conversation coming from Simon Harris currently is around one particular issue. And in actual fact, our party will seek to represent people in trying to get economic issues crowbarred up the priority list again. So many people that we're going to in the meetings are saying, you know, that they are working 40 hours a week in poverty, that they're in mortgage distress, that they're spending 60 to 70% of their rent or their income on rent currently. And yet they feel that these issues are not being represented properly or at a high enough priority level in the Dáil, that the Dáil is actually a kind of a national government has appeared where all the parties are on semi-ceasefire at the moment. And the interesting thing, the most energy that's coming towards us at the moment is from Fianna Fáil. People are furious with regards Fianna Fáil being a lapdog, first of all, to Fine Gael. They're furious that Micheál Martin is politically paralysed and as a result won't make a decision. And they're furious that they're a cabal of really ambitious TDs around Micheál Martin are ignoring the will and the policies of the Fianna Fáil party, that the leadership have travelled a significant distance away from the grassroots members. And that's why today I'll be announcing our first Fianna Fáil councillor, our now former Fianna Fáil councillor, I should say, who's joining our organisation. This is the first time that we have a Fianna Fáiler resign from Fianna Fáil and join us as an elected representative. So this is only the start. There are so many people at all levels of that organisation looking to come to us.
So does that mean when May rolls around and we will have local and European elections that this new party of yours will be fielding candidates? And if so, how big will the operation, or how big can it be in 6 months' time?
Well, first of all, we've about 1,000 people who have come to us so far and committed assistance. And we'd ask people who are listening, who are interested, to reach out and get involved with us. Second of all, we've about 7 local elected reps now, which leaves us 2 behind the Social Democrats. The Social Democrats are around for 3 years. We're around for a fortnight. And that shows you, I suppose, that the momentum that's behind our organisation.
So you have 7 elected representatives?
We have 7 elected representatives who have committed to, who've declared for our organisation.
So one of them is this Fianna Fáil person that you'll reveal later.
Yeah,
who are the others?
We have Ida Cusson in North Kildare. We have Derek Johan in Cove. We have Jerry Ginty in Mayo. And there's another councillor from Wicklow who's going to declare on this weekend, and obviously myself as well.
Okay.
So what we're talking about is a momentum of people who simply seek Irish unity, prosperity, and economic justice. And they feel that the establishment parties are coalescing in a national government and not giving them voice where they need it. So obviously we hope to have organisations built around the country in January and February and start the selection process in January and February for the local elections. It's a gargantuan task, but there's 2 things to remember. 1, there's a massive demand for this, and 2, there's a massive need for this.
Other political parties, smaller political parties, newer political parties have made similar sentiments in terms of how they feel their views need to be represented, and the majority of those have had limited success in recent times. Are you really that sure you'll be different?
Listen, I know this is a difficult process. I know this is a mountain to climb, and I'm asking people to climb it with me. But I will tell you one thing. If we don't set an organisation up that gives representation to people, they will have no voice. And that frustration, it won't just disappear. It'll actually be pushed to the margins. And if you push a large number of people to the margins, they will vote for people on the margins. And we see that in the United States, and we see that in Britain. Respectful opposition is really important with regard to this. Secondly, some people have said that it's impossible to set up a new political organization in this country. If that's the case, what they're actually saying is, forevermore in the future, there will only be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour and Sinn Féin. And ever shall it be thus. And my attitude is, we cannot have that defeatist attitude. We have to look at the possibilities here, and we have to make sure that people are represented. I did economics in college. I did a postgrad in enterprise in the Michael Smurfit School of Business. And I also worked as a management consultant for about 7 years with hundreds of different businesses. People asked me what was the key to actually making a business function. And in every situation, my response was, is there a demand for the product or service that you're looking to sell? Now, I know that business is not the same as politics, but I can tell you one thing. The demand is deafening out there at the moment for an alternative.
Okay.
And that's the key issue.
I'd love to hear from my listeners to see if they agree with you on that. Will we see you in Clare at some point in the near future?
We hope to be in Clare in the new year, probably mid-January, towards the end of January. We'll have a public meeting in Clare. And anybody in the interim who's interested, from whatever political background, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, or otherwise, you know, get in contact with us and we can start the process of that development now.
I think Trudy's made an interesting point on text, and I'll put it to you and allow you to address it, Padraig Tobin. And just finally, and I'll ask you to be brief because I'm already out of time, but she says that she would prefer to hear you say what's on offer that's different from current choices as opposed to the usual opposition criticism.
Well, first of all, obviously you mentioned the abortion issue, but the second thing, on a left-wing issue, we want to invest strongly in public services, okay, but we're also, unlike other left-wing parties, we're looking to tackle the maladministration that exists in the HSE, because the hundreds of millions that are wasted in maladministration are not going to frontline services.
Secondly, have plenty of parties not made that point already?
But where is the evidence of anything being done with regards to this? The HSE is opaque. The government can't see inside it. The Minister for Health himself stated with regard to cervical check scandal that he did not know what was happening in the department, never mind the HSE. We have a HSE currently that is breaking at the seams. It's one of the biggest crises in the country, and yet we have this maladministration and underfunding.
A couple more
happening.
Points to make a difference, just because I've invited you to do that already, but please be brief.
For example, we want to obviously invest in public services, as I said, but we also want to be fiscally responsible, and this is important, because this country has been racked with a really accentuated economic cycle. So we have really high peaks and really low troughs. And that's in part because of the auction politics that the other parties are getting involved in. And that's happening now. And if you have those crashes, they affect people in low and middle incomes far more than anybody else.
Okay.
So we're actually going to take a fiscally responsible attitude towards development in the future.
I need to leave it there, but Deputy Tobin, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank
All the
you.
Very best. Deputy Pather Tobin there, your assessment please, 086 1800 964.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.